Hey everyone, this is Mort Gaddafi, not known as a general. I'm here with Mark Zielinski. We are recording another Mantic Universe podcast short, MUP short for short. So it's gonna be on the different armies in Kings of War. Do we have too many? Do we have too few? Should we consolidate them? So this is a just a quick discussion on the armies and the state of the different factions in Kings of War and whether they should stay, they should be consolidated, or they should even go. So, yeah.
Hey there, I'm Brian.
And I'm Rick.
From Dead Zone, the podcast.
And you're listening to Mantic Universe Podcast.
For everything Mantic under the sun.
There you go. And hey, while we're walking through this mode, we can try to find the army that doesn't have a plastic kit. So we can try to figure out the mystery army while we're going
yes.
through this too.
Yes, the mystery army. I think everyone's still... Everyone's super interested in to find out which army is going to get redone. It's going to be something like the Twilight King, but not at the same extent. So yeah.
Well,
so we'll start off in we'll do it in alphabetical order. So we'll start off with the Abyssal Dwarves. I think Abyssal Dwarves are pretty well fleshed out. I think they are one of the iconic Mantic armies. But what do you think, Mal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all about Panathor, and they've been around since the beginning, and I think they're awesome. And they just got some big releases in the vault, and they're going to be starring in the next two-player starter set. So I think that they're going to be sticking around for sure, and definitely. And they have plastic kits, so they're not going to be getting redone.
This is Ronnie Renton, and you are listening to the Mantic Universe podcast.
I know about this.
Definitely. I think Episode Dwarves, I think Mantic has done a pretty interesting take on them. Their own take on evil dwarves. So yeah, they're definitely going to stay. Next up is Basilia. I mean, I don't know
what's the... Basileans.
Basileans, yeah. Basileans. So Basileans definitely one of the flagship armies for Mantic. So that's a pretty. That's definitely going to stay. But will they merge with the team army? So that's another discussion. I think we can go into Brother Mark, since it's also B. Should Brother Mark stay with Basilia? I'm not so sure. What do you think, Mark?
Well, it could be an interesting story if they don't, and they get sick and tired of the Basileans, and they strike out on their own again. So it'd be very interesting. I mean, I think that's a potential plot hook. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, I think it's, it's.
This is Rob Fanuff from the Counter Charge Podcast, and you're listening to the Mantic Universe Podcast, the only podcast that has the balls to cover all their games.
I like the whole story from second edition where the Brotherhood split into two. I think that was very interesting. Some went with Basilia, some went with the Forces of Nature. So that's something. That's an army that could be consolidated with Basilia, but we'll
see. I love the Brotherhood. I was very sad of the sundering. So, but yeah, I think they did something good with it. So, Brother Mark wasn't very good. Now they're pretty good. And, the Order of the Green Lady, I think, was a benefit. I think a lot of people can relate to that. And I think that people are enjoying that particular army.
Yes, I think Order of the Green Lady is definitely more popular than Brother Monk, because Brother Monk is just basically...
This is the only podcast with the balls to do all the games.
More I think so.
Yeah, there's more humans. There's nothing really special with it, other than there's peasants, I guess, which you could have in the main army anyway. So I think Brother Monk would be a good army. I mean, just to streamline things, if they can just consolidated with Basilia or Basilea. So yeah.
I'm all about not streamlining. So, I'll be on the record saying, I hope they all stay, but, it'll be interesting to go through the list here.
Yes. Yeah. So the next one is dwarves. I think dwarves are classic trope, definitely staying. So it's interesting. They have a team list, three dwarves, which I feel it's one of the better team lists in Kings of War. So I hope they stay as well. So
yeah, I hope both of them stick around. I think they, I'd love to see, and Ben Stoddard has a dwarf novel coming out. So I Yep. So it should be like it's imminent. So I want to, you know, in my mind, I've got the Imperial dwarves versus the free dwarves. So I want to see how that plays out a little bit. And I think that they're distinct factions with distinct ways to do war.
Mm, definitely. So, I think what's interesting is when Mantic comes back to doing dwarves, how would they do it? I think that's super interesting. I think Danny Graves also has a free dwarf novel coming out.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I like the dynamic, as you mentioned, between the Imperial and the free dwarves. I think that's something interesting, and Mantic should definitely continue with that. So I think they're both staying.
Yep, maybe and both want them to stay. Plastic kits, so not getting redone. Yes.
Yeah, I think the free dwarves will be getting the Raven Riders. So basically the same kit as the Frostcore Riders. I think that's super interesting, super fun. That would definitely make the army more distinct from the Imperial Dwarves. Yeah. So I mean, personally, I think that they should rename Dwarves to Imperial Dwarves, you know, to make it more Mantic, to make it more more of their own IP.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think of that. I mean, everybody calls them Imperial Dwarves. I think that's a good idea. That'll definitely separate them. Good one, Gad.
No problem.
All right.
So next, we have elves. I think everyone has been asking for a new elves kits by Mantic. I think you need to have elves. So maybe in the same idea would be could Mantic call them something else? Yeah, something elves.
Let's not go GW here.
Yeah.
You know, keep the elves, man.
Keep the elves.
Keep the elves.
Yes.
I'm all about that. Yeah, these kits are old and, I don't think they're getting redone anytime soon based on the conversations we had at Mantic HQ during Clash. And it just I didn't see a big rush to get these redone. So I think they got their eyes on other prizes right now. But, boy, the elves, they've been doing lately have been really good. And so I think that there's, you know, a good aesthetic there. They just got to get it done. So,
yes. I mean, if you really want, I mean, the recent Northern Alliance half-elf kit can make berserkers. It can make great stalkers. You know, it could make all sorts of elves with some converting. So, yeah, there's some room to play with there. So elves is going to stay. Empire of Dust is another army that is definitely going to stay. I think their counterpart Ophidia has been hinted since I think second edition. We are all waiting for that. So yeah, I think Ophidia will be interesting. We'll probably be a team army of Empire of Dust, and Empire of Dust still has some missing kits like the Undead Worm, the Bone Giant. So maybe when they come back. Soul Snare. I mean, yeah, stuff like that. So when they come back to doing just fleshing out the range for Empire Dust, maybe they could introduce Ophidia as well.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to Ophidia. I just feel it in my bones that it's being worked on. Absolutely. So hopefully that'll get added to the list. Because what do we have? 28 armies, 29 if you throw in Jarvis.
Yeah.
So, you know, what the heck? Round it off at 30. I think variety is the spice of life. So.
Definitely. Although I would think that with Ophidia, the Noble Undead, I mean, Jarvis is part of Ophidia. So they would basically remove Noble Undead and create Ophidia. It would be a replacement, a proper full army. So we'll still have the same number of armies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. That would be great.
Yeah. So like Noble Undead is like a placeholder for now until we actually get Ophidia, I guess. Because Jarvis, he is from there.
Absolutely. I have some novel ideas surrounding him. So, but I just need to retire someday, and then I can have nothing to do, and I can do all this stuff. So, It would be great. So, and just mentioning, tons of plastic kits, so they're not getting redone.
Definitely. Yeah. Next one is Forces of Nature. Forces of Nature, it's a bit of an odd army. It's basically bits and pieces of many armies, or, you know, like the different elementals, salamanders, the naiads. I think Countercharge had a very good discussion about this, like to make it more distinct, you know, remove the naiads, remove the salamanders from the army, which I agree. You know, it feels like a leftover army. What do you think, Mark?
Well, originally, how Forces of Nature came about was, in the beginning, in first edition, they had the good armies, the evil armies, and the neutral armies. So this one, you know, nature was in the middle. And so basically nature was just there, and they threw the naiads and the salamanders in there, and basically they got released as part of Forces of Nature. So you have to go back and read that book, and its name dropped right out of my head. But they had – it's the same book that the ogres were released in. And so, yeah, I mean, and the Forces of the Abyss were basically just the evil army in that book too. I've got to find that book. We'll have to go back over that again. But that's how Forces of Nature became the dumping ground of plastic frames. So So, and speaking of plastic frames, you know, you've got, that's one thing you could do is roll out the salamanders and the naiads from there. And then that would leave this army, I believe, without a plastic frame. So if you did that, that would be a little sleight of hand there, Mr. Renton. But, so this is a potential candidate, depending on how you look at it.
Definitely. I think, yeah, as you mentioned, they came out with this army to roll out the Naiad and Salamander sprues. Now that the Naiads and Salamanders have their own army, so maybe we could have, I think one candidate that everyone definitely wants are centaurs. We need plastic centaurs.
Oh, those metal ones are horrible. I have a set of them. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even bother asking for parts from Mantic for it. You know, I got two of the same halves, and it would... You know, but I can get three good ones out of the pieces, parts I have, but the metal is so soft and so flexible. It's, oh, yeah, they're awful. So,
yeah. So, and I don't really think that there is a Centaur kit in the market that's really good, plastic kit that's good. So I think that's a void that they could tap on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't part of the thought, too, is if you were going to do a consolidation. Yes. You know, take out the salamanders, take out the naiads, bring in the herd. And, you know, if you did that, you know, Forces of Nature is a candidate again, like I said. So they got a couple ways to go, and they might be able to pull that off.
Yeah, so I think it makes sense. I think the herd would fit better with Forces of Nature than naiads and salamanders. So definitely if you could consolidate the herd and Forces of Nature, although I do understand that the herd have their own nice lore behind them. They have the avatar, the father, you know, they worship a different god and all that. But they still worship the Green Lady, I believe.
Right. So, yes. And again, I'm not pushing for anything to get consolidated. We're just talking. So.
Yeah, okay. I mean, so it's candidate. I mean, they could
it's a candidate. It's a candidate for new frames. It's a candidate to go away. So
yeah.
It could go either way on that one. So, all right. So the next one up is Forces of the Abyss. Now, we know this one's getting new frames next year, so it's definitely not going to be the replacement army, but...
Yeah, I think what will be interesting is which unit would get the new frames. Or would there be new units? I think that's a trend with Refresh, is to give the armies new units. I think they have probably they have the more elite infantry, Abyssal Guard. There isn't a full unit for them. It's only one or two plus character models for Vanguard. I think that's a candidate. What do you think, Mark?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That could definitely be it. I'm trying to think of what other things. I don't think they're going to go back and redo the Succubi and the Lower Abyssal or anything like that.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And I don't know. Would you think? Because the poster boy for all this, they're always showing the face of the Greater Abyssal thing. So I'm thinking, are we going to get a big plastic kit? You know, are they going to do a monster plastic kit that could be used? So, you know, with wings or without wings, you know, I think that would be interesting.
Yes, I think something like the Molochs. It has to be distinct.
Oh, I love the Molochs. Oh, that's a great idea. I love the Molochs, but, you know, you could put those guys in a sock and kill somebody. So, I mean, I love the ones that came in Dungeon Saga.
Yes.
So I really, really like that. So we'll see. There's a lot of potential. That's a great idea. Boy, now I'm on that. Molochs would be great.
Yeah, Molochs, and maybe they can have like a alternate kit with riders, perhaps something interesting. Yeah, so the Free the Walls, we covered that. Goblins are definitely staying. I mean, Goblins are probably one of their better model range. Everything's fleshed out. Maybe there's trolls, but you could just use the halfling trolls, I guess.
Right. They just have to repurpose them, even though I like having a difference between the forest trolls and the regular trolls. Mm. But, you know, definitely. And, yeah, as you just mentioned, there's plastic kits here, so this one's not getting redone. And it's already been redone. So I've got a pile of the first edition goblins, man. So absolutely. Oof. So I know they've been redone.
Yes. Then halflings is one of the newer armies. I think they have full range for that. So definitely not going to be redone. It's a unique army. Just won UK Clash of Kings. I'm playing it. I'm loving it. So, yeah, it won't be redone.
Absolutely. So, if I heard that correctly, you were the second best halfling player at Clash?
Yes, I was. So there were about 11, 12 halfling players. I was 25th. The first one obviously won the tournament. So, yeah, I got lucky. But it's a very unique army. My list was totally different from Peter, who won the tournament. I think the only unit we had in common were the engineers and EJs. So yeah, super, lots of variety in army. I'm excited to see the Clash updates, because I think a lot of people have been saying that the cavalry is a bit underpowered. We'll see whether there's any adjustments to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I tremble in fear every time I see Felix Castro's halfling army. They completely dismantled Colin and I in the team tournament. I mean, it almost it was surgical. So it was very bad. It was the first time I really faced them head on, and I have a huge respect for forest trolls, let me tell you.
Yeah, forest trolls are fantastic. So the next one, Kingdoms of Men, I think Mantic have said many times before, they won't be making plastics or models for Kingdoms of Men. It's more of like a gateway army for people to come from other games, historicals and whatnot.
Yeah, and I keep that, and hopefully I've convinced Chris that the Kingdoms of Men are worth keeping, because, you know, there's so many different, you know, city-states or areas, you know, in the Ardovician Plain or anywhere. I mean, you know, men are like goblins. They're everywhere, you know? I mean, I don't think you can get rid of them. I really like them. It's a gateway army. Would I love to see something? Yes. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for them to license with somebody, you know, and say, hey, you know, and there's precedent for that, for what they just did in Firefight, you know, bringing in some stuff for Warlord. And so I think that, you know, I think there's some possibility there. So it'd be nice to see, you know.
Yes. I mean, definitely. And at least when people go to the Mantic website, I want to pick Kingdoms of Men, then there's actually some models, you know, be it from Warlord or from other manufacturers, they could just, I'm sure, I think Warlord and Mantic have a very good working relationship. So hopefully we can see something like that. I mean, they already done it for Armada.
Right. I mean, they work together. Black Seas is now Armada. Yeah. So you saw it in Firefight. I just think that this one's a natural for them. So they've got so many armies. Could it be your refresh army? Possibly. There's no plastic frames for it. So,
possibly.
You know, and, you know, is Mantic going to do that through a collaboration with another company like Warlord? Who knows?
Who knows? It's interesting. I think it leads to the next army, the League of Vividoria. I think this army is, I think I spoke to a couple of players at Clash. You know, they feel a bit left out. That's not, I mean, with halflings, there used to be halflings in the league. I mean, I read the novel, Broken Alliance. I thought it was fantastic. It really goes into the politics of halflings and league. So it's, I mean, what's your take on that, Mark?
I think that they should stay for sure. I mean, only because they're key to the fluff. I mean, the halflings left them. There's also still halflings in the league, so they're still in the list. I would just love to see their take and bringing the Aerolas in there, you know, for the Honor Guard and see the big versions of them and things like that. I don't know. I think it's got a lot of possibilities. One of the downsides is, you know, compared to like Kingdoms of Men, this is just like a specific area, you know. That's kind of like the Basileans and the Dwarves and stuff like that. Everybody's got their own area, but I guess that's a small downside, but I would love to see that get expanded, and boy, would those be some cool new plastic frames.
Definitely. And you could also multi-purpose the frames for Kingdoms of Men, because Kingdoms of Men have Beast Cavalry. So you could...
Right. Yeah, there could be some synergy. Yeah, I don't think you've noticed at all, Gad, that Mantic likes to use their plastic kits across several different armies.
Yes, definitely. Not just plastic kits. It's also the resin kits. I think the Well of Souls... It's also used as the Bottle of Despair. I just saw it a couple of days ago. Yeah, so one kit could multi-purpose. I mean, depends on the paint job and all stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Night Stalkers, definitely it's their flagship models, flagship range. It's this big part of Twilight Kin, definitely staying.
Oh, yeah, and also going to Firefight.
Ooh, I want to see how they do that, though. I mean, would they not? I'm sure not all the models. I mean, and it's a bit of a waste. Like, I would think that the unit they removed for Kings of War Spectres would be a perfect fit for Firefight.
Right, and the other nifty thing too would be, are the Night Stalkers, you know, actually another unnamed army, bad puns, is there some synergy there? And then we can push some of those models into Kings of War. Possibilities.
Ooh. Possibilities, yes. Not an alliance. No, definitely. They have a full range, almost, I would say. Maybe the dwarves, but Mantic are selling the regular dwarves as the Northern Alliance dwarves.
Right. And they've got new plastic kits, and you know they were just released in a starter set, so they're not getting redone anytime soon. So.
Yes, and and their new starter set is pretty good. The Ice and Shadow, that's a really good starter set. Really nice.
Oh, I love it. I have it. Yeah, I love the starter sets. You know.
Yes.
Well, I took a look at it and it's like, well, should I buy the ambush army to get the new units and then I do this, and then I'm like, well, you know, I need the bodies. They keep saying in the vault, you know, they're going to give you upgrades, but you just need the bodies, and wouldn't you know it, was it September that we got the Northern Alliance upgrade parts?
Yes.
So it's like, oh, well, I need some bodies. So that kit, that set just fit the bill right there. So
definitely,
yeah, I definitely picked it up.
Yeah. Side note: have you looked at the Huskals upgrade kits?
I saw the controversy. I did not participate in it, but yes, I saw the responses from Mantic on there.
I think what they should do is when they release upgrade parts that are new, that don't exist currently. They should actually maybe have like a video or just some photos of how they work, how they fit on the existing plastics. I think that would be very helpful.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things is our friend Johnny Mann is going to be leaving Mantic, and so they're looking for the next person to come in to do more content. So maybe our wish will come true.
Yes, maybe you, dear listener, if you're interested, I think Mantic are still hiring. So, yeah, you might be the one to come up with more content in future.
Absolutely. So let's see. Next up, another one with brand new plastic frames, so they're out of the derby. But Ogres, yes.
Ogres are great. I think the Mantic Ogre aesthetic is pretty well defined. They finally did not skip leg day. All of them are good. I think there's some potential in the army to make it a bit more flavorful. So we will see if there's any changes for them in Clash of Kings. Because there is a model without rules, if you remember, from Vanguard. So they might... I don't know. I'm not saying I know anything.
Well, we're here speculating, so speculate.
Yeah. So, if you notice that there is a Ogre Matriarch model and an Ogre Paymaster model, so we don't really have rules for that for those models. I mean, you could use them as regular Ogre heroes, but it would be cool if there could be a Ogre Paymaster profile. That'd be cool. Somehow, getting the army to fight harder for more loot or something like that.
Right. Well, I mean, Clash of Kings is coming, so maybe we'll see something in there for sure.
Yes. So, but definitely not an army that will be refreshed. Next is Orcs. Orcs is a pretty controversial army. You can see from Clash, not so popular.
Not to Orctown, it's not. I don't know if you saw the post on Facebook today, but Skullface is kind of upset. So all of Orctown is, you know what? They're not wrong. Orcs have the same right to exist as ogres and goblins and dwarfs and everybody else. So, you know, I don't think you should trope them out. So plus on top of that, I got two boxes of fight wagons coming from Mantic right now. I bought on free shipping weekend. So.
Wow. Okay. Fight wagons are awesome. I think fight wagons are. They really a great orc unit. They really exemplify what orcs are. So, but I mean, there's Reforged Orcs, you know, because the elephant in the room, Mantic has been putting a lot of attention on them. So that could be a candidate. You know, the Reforged Orcs could take over the orcs. You know, they could be like the Red King slaves to the Abyssal Dwarves. That'd be a bit of an interesting twist.
So the Well, you know, but the orcs are so iconic, you know? I mean, you know, they were specifically created by Garkhan.
Yes.
I mean, how do you throw that away? I'm sorry. I mean, I can't. And they just belong here, and that's the end of that. So, and I don't mind there being two orc armies. And, you know, hey... One of the reasons I'm getting those fight wagons is because when I was at Clash, my army that Steve gave me had fight wagons in it, and I fought an army that had fight wagons in it. So, you know, it's a multi-purpose unit, so why not?
Sure. I mean, it's as I mentioned, it's controversial. I mean, if they could somehow... consolidate it within Reforge, but make it still unique. I don't know. I mean, because orcs are not so common, and I think they need something fresh. They need something to push them back up to, you know, make it more popular somehow.
Well, they're not going to get new models because they already have plastic frames, so they're going to be out.
Yes, they're definitely going to be out. So we'll see.
We'll see. Who's up next, Ed?
Redkin.
Oh, well, they're staying, and they just got new models, so they're out of the derby, too. But a good, iconic army, I think that they, I think they play a huge role in Panathor. So.
Huge, yeah. And I think the Mantic range is super fleshed out. I think yeah, I don't think there's any missing units. It's really good. So it's a very good alternative to these Skaven armies. They look quite distinct. They look bigger, beefier, tougher than the Skaven, for sure.
Yeah, they got that punk World War One kind of vibe to them. So.
Yes, which I really like.
So
Reforged Orcs, very new.
You missed the one of the favorite armies there, Rakkan Slaves.
Oh yes, the slaves. Oh, I have strong opinions on them. They should not stay. I don't see the
point. Not stay.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't think any army should go, but Rakkan Slaves, I guess. I mean, they're technically part of some other armies, but you know, hey, why not? You know, I don't know, but a lot of people were playing them. Everybody said they were awful. A couple of people are playing them effectively.
I think part of the appeal is people think that they're probably the worst army. So people want that challenge of using the worst army and winning. I think Andy Marshall, my fellow Moonraker, has actually won tournaments with them. So yeah.
Yeah. They can stay. So now they use plastic frames from Rakkan, so I think they're out of the refresh. I think people would freak out if the new army was Rakkan slaves. So
definitely, and I think majority of a lot of the kids are from the Abyssal Dwarves anyway.
Right. So I don't think they're going. I hope they're not going anywhere. They're definitely not getting a refresh. So, but
definitely.
We shall see. All right, on to the army I'm building right now, Riftforge Orcs.
To summarize, how was your experience playing them for 6 games?
I really liked them. I wish I knew I was doing when I started. I really, you know, by the time the 6th game came around, I was understanding what was going on, you know, how to use Host Shadow Beast effectively and, you know, things like that. And I'm very sorry I freaked out the commentators on Table 1, Game 1 at Clash, you know, wondering why I wasn't using them. And the big reason is because I didn't know how to. So, actually, when I got my brief on them real quick before I started, it was like, okay, each of these guys, they've got 3 attacks. They get 3 extra attacks. And then this one gets 4 extra attacks. Go for it. So it's like, okay, so that is not how Host Shadow Beast works.
No,
so not at all. You got to cast it, and then, you know, they're crush 3, and, you know, I mean, so I was playing them totally wrong, and I, you know, in the beginning, and especially in that first game, I'm like, they're okay. You know, 6 attacks, all right. They're not so bad, but, you know, I didn't see where they could, you know, cloud and just, like, take down Shobik, but evidently they can, and after playing them, I figured it out in game 4. Shout out to my opponent for helping me through that a little bit. And then I used them to okay effect. I think they did their damage, and the good thing was I was able to teach Heather all about it in game 6. So I think it worked out really well. But I had a lot of fun playing with them. I didn't think the Flyers could stand up to, I mean, they hit, but they didn't stand up to stuff once they got countered. Mm. And, you know, for some reason, it's probably just my dice, but I just couldn't remove units, you know, like in one shot. You know, even if I double charged, I still wasn't taking them off the table. So, but that's the way my dice run. But, you know, I it was fun playing them, and I'm going to keep working on my army here, and I'm definitely going to change my list. So,
okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. What do you think about them?
I think they're pretty cool. They're quite a unique army. It's unique enough from the Orcs. They could maybe use 1 or 2 more units, in my opinion. But otherwise, yeah, I think the Orc units don't really work well in the army, like the Gore Riders, and I mean, the Fight Wagons are okay. But I don't know, maybe some upgrade kits via the vault to make your Gore Riders more reforged. That could be cool. I mean, I suppose you could already do it with hit swaps and weapon swaps. already. So
yeah, it would be cool models would be Rift Forged Gores.
Ah,
so cool. Those would be pretty good. So, but that's an option too. You know, if you wanted to, you know, eliminate the orcs out of the army and keep them solidly their own faction, you know, you could, you know, have them kick the orcs out and just take over their jobs.
Could be.
Yeah, why not? So,
yeah,
you know, that could be definitely a direction. And I think we mentioned, but I'm going to say it again just in case we didn't. They already have plastic frames, so this is not your refresh army.
Nope. So next is Salamanders. Salamanders, they need a refresh, as in they do have geckos and Cassinor Lancers. They don't have a kit, but I don't think they will be the refresh army because they already have plastic frames.
I agree with you on that. And I don't think they're going anywhere. I think that they've evolved beyond being lizard men. And yes. I can say that because I was building a lizard man army as my salamanders, and it sat in the cabinet right now for many, many years, probably 4+ years. It's been sitting there, and they're beautiful, but I'm not going to use them in Warhammer. And, you know, the Mantic has salamander models, so I'm not going to use them. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're good. Oh. I think that they could use a refresh, though. I really do. But maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. Maybe 2025. So the next one is definitely a candidate for the Mystery Army, Sylvankin.
Yeah, you don't think that there would be a loud uproar that would go across this globe if the Sylvankin got new elf models and the elf army did not?
I would think that the Mantic would do it from the point of you could use the Sylvankin elf models for your elf army anyway. I mean, that would make the most sense. They already share so many units. I think the only unique Sylvankin units that are not in any other army are basically the boss raves. And boss raves. I can't think of anything else that is not in the elf army or the other armies. So I mean, just looking at the list, every single unit in the Sylvankin army except for boss raves are already in other armies. So
that would make them not a candidate if any of those are plastic.
Yeah, so I'm not sure because they have archers, tall spears, warriors. They all have they already have plastic kits from the elf army.
Right, yeah, that's why I think they're out. So.
Yeah, they're definitely out. So I think this is an army that could be consolidated. I feel that, you know, if you just add Dracons and into this list, you would basically get a Palace Guard. You would get the elf list.
Right, right.
The elf list still has 4 Shamblers. The elf list still has the 3 Herder, for example. So yeah, I'm not sure.
What this one's probably the weakest for me of all of them, as far as, you know, reason to be there. But, you know, I think that they're making the differentiation, just like for the dwarfs, Imperial Dwarfs, Free Dwarfs. This one you've got City Elves and Wood Elves, so, you know, Forest Elves, so Sylvan Elves. So I think that's there. And, you know, I mean, They can stick around, definitely. I'm not gonna run out. For some reason, they don't inspire me, which is really weird because Toby had a very large Warhammer Wood Elf army. That was definitely the first army that Toby put together, and so I figured I should have more affinity for it. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a Wood Elf model that's partially painted right now on my shelf in front of me. So, but. Yeah, I don't know why they don't inspire me as much. So, but despite that, I still would keep them.
Yeah, same here. Wood Elves were my first army in fantasy as well. So I have plenty of Wood Elf models, but it just doesn't really motivate me to just paint them. They just feel like a Pathfinder version of the Elves. There's no real... The lore is not as fleshed out, I guess. There's no real... motivation for me to bring them, I guess. I think the formation helped, but I'm not so inspired to build a Silver Gene Army at the moment.
There you go. All right. The next faction on our list is the Herd. And this is my candidate. There are no plastic frames.
Zero plastic frames. And there's so much potential for this army. I think there's some artwork in Uncharted Empires that showed basically owl bears and stuff like that. So that would be really cool. There's no real owl bear plastic kit in the market. Something for garden boots, something for Minotaur chariots. Minotaurs are always fun. So I think the Herd would be a good candidate for the refresh. You know, they just have to not be beastmen, I feel. Like, they already have Longhorn models from the League of Infamy game. Longhorn and also Tribal Warriors. So they look quite a bit different from the GW beastmen. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, League of Infamy spun out a couple of different things. And so I think that's good. And now, I don't consider the League of Infamy models plastic frames. So I still think that they could be a candidate for the refresh. And, you know, a lot of people talk, and we've talked on this podcast about consolidating them into forces of nature. Making them forces of nature. I would love to keep them around. I think the Stampede is inspiring, particularly when it first came out. You know, there's just something about it. And, you know, and I'm sorry, Chris Kapsner has spoiled me on the Herd. His one army I saw down at Lone Wolf was just spectacular. It was so gorgeous. And, you know, it was very inspiring. And so, as far as I'm concerned, the Herd's been part of the game for long enough. And so I hope they stick around. I hope they get the refresh, you know. And, you know, this is a place you can do some stuff with some plastic kits that could benefit some other armies a little bit, too. So, I don't know. For me, this is the one I'm going to put my nickel down on.
Yes, I agree. I think the Herd is definitely a good candidate. Same with the Forces of Nature. They need plastic kits for the Centaurs. So, you know, if you do Centaurs for Herd, you get Centaurs for the Forces of Nature as well. So that would be a good candidate, definitely. And absolutely. I think there's some scope for some cool monster kits, like the Avatar, the Father, those kind of things. And you mentioned Stampede. Stampede is going to be a cool model. You could probably do like a multi plastic kit for Guardian Brutes and Stampede and Minotaur somehow. You know,
right. Right. There's a lot there. I just think that, and hopefully it'll sell well for them. So I'm just trying to think of who their opponent will be in the starter set. So it's usually, so it's usually the army that just came out typically. So is that going to be Trident Whelms or the Abyss? Who's going to go up against the Herd? So
that's interesting. I think the Abyss versus the Herd. Abyss has not been in a starter set, so that would be a quite interesting to play a starter set.
Well, and they could be battling it out in the Forest of Galahir. So I think that's perfect. So you're thinking like I'm thinking. I'm hoping that is my two player starter set, Herd versus Abyss.
Yes. So next one is Brother Monk. I think we've been through that already with Bessalia. Yeah. Okay. After Brother Monk is the Green Lady. So Green Lady is my candidate for the new army.
Oh, okay.
So they don't have plastic kits at the moment, if I'm right about that. And they are a very popular army. Yes. They also have Centaurs. And this is, I think, a golden opportunity for Mantic to do a cavalry kit, Order of the Brotherhood, Order of the Redemption. And also you could use it for other knights. You could use it in Kingdoms of Men. You could use it in Brother Map. So yeah, you would really do a lot of multi-purpose with this. But they do have Nihid heart piercers, and heart piercers are a plastic kit.
That's true. So, but you could offload those and consolidate those all into Trident Realm and replace the Naiad Heart Piercers with just regular old archers. So
yeah. So that could be I mean, Order of the Brotherhood on foot, Order of the Torn, I think that could be a very interesting aesthetic, you know, rather than the usual human models. We know that Mantic doesn't like to do just generic humans. Like even for the Northern Alliance, the humans are, you know, they have fur coat, they look a bit more distinct. So definitely, I think the Order of Green Lady is another candidate, probably a close second.
There you go. Well, I would have no arguments if they put out the Order of the Green Lady. None whatsoever.
Yes, definitely. I think it's the IP is strong enough. The law is good enough that it can stand on its own. People are not won't compare them to the Bretonians. So they are a bit more magical in that sense. So the next army would be Trident Realm. I think we already know that they're going to get a refresh in the first quarter of next year. They'll get frogs on frogs. So that's what was leaked at Clash.
The dam busters.
Yes. So plastic dam busters would be very useful. Currently, they only have one sculpt in resin. So it makes building a unit very expensive and not the easiest to convert. And they really need depth horrors. I think it wasn't leaked or anything like that, but depth horrors definitely maybe through the vault somehow, because they only have a hero model for now.
Yeah, and I would love a placoderm frame.
Yes. I do have placoderms from League of Infamy. I have like 10 of them. They are nice models, but you know, they are PVC and not and single pose, so somehow they can come out of a plastic frame, they'll be good.
Right, right. I've just said that was the thing I was more excited about. So I don't know if that's in the off or not, but I think we're just getting the Dam Busters and the River Guard.
Yeah, I think for River Guard, definitely the metals are a bit not so easy to work with, especially with the conversion parts for the two-handed weapons and whatnot. So definitely, I'm looking forward to try them. So definitely, they are not a candidate. I think we're almost at the end now.
Oh, yeah, we're almost there.
Almost there. So next is Twilight King. Twilight King, they just got a new range, so definitely not.
They're not leaving. They're going to be around for a long time, and they've been completely refreshed and completely burned into the lore of Panthor forever. So I don't see them going anywhere.
Yeah, I think Mantic have positioned them as like the big baddie for Mantic, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, they planted the flag.
Yes, definitely. Undead, definitely one of the older rangers, but still very, very good. I think Undead is an army that just suffers from having so many options. It's a good army, but, you know, when you have so many options in the list, there will be some options that will fall behind a little bit. So,
right. It's kind of unusual not seeing Undead doing as well. They used to be such a power army in the past, and now it's, you know, you don't see many people taking them, et cetera. So, but their plastics are great, so that makes them not a candidate. Even though it would be interesting. I think there's some holes that they could fill over there with the Undead. So I'd also like to get rid of the Reztik Cav and Revenant Cav and stuff like that. But, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, they already did some Revenant Cav for the Empire Dust. So,
right.
Maybe they could do a Revenant Cav plus Soul Reaver kit. The work kit, I think that would be very awesome.
Right, right. Or maybe the Ophidian kit will be able to roll into the Undead set too. So
yes. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah, cool. So the next one is Varanger. Varanger, not the most popular army. It's basically an evil Northern Alliance, but with cavalry. They stole all the horses from Northern Alliance, apparently.
Absolutely. So do you consider them having plastic kits?
Yes, because of they share the human tribesmen with the Northern Alliance. I don't think Mantic would be doing a Varanger team army, but as you said, if they pull the tribesmen out from the list, But even then, they still have like Night Raiders, which are basically Black Hunters. So,
Yeah, so, I mean, they could skirt the edge of that one, maybe make a decision. Mm. But, you know, even in Armada, you know, the North Alliance fleet is also the Varanger fleet. So
yeah.
The ships are the exact same. So I would imagine that they are going to keep that knit closely in Kings of War as well. So
yes.
So we'll see. And plus, how could you get rid of them, too? They're basically your Chaos Warriors, and you definitely want to be keeping them around. So
yeah, so I think that Calf kit, if Mantic could somehow do a Calf kit that was generic enough but still distinct, that you could have add-ons via the vault for Varanger, Mounted Suns, for Order of the Redemption, Order of the Abyssal Hunt, you know, just have a Calf kit that was multi-purpose enough, that could be really good, that could sell for like 4 or 5 different armies.
Right. Well, I mean, the Basileian horse is used in how many different Cav units, you know? So, I mean, yeah, getting a new horse, and I think the unarmored elf horse is also scattered around as well. So, you know, I think there's some possibilities there, definitely.
Yes, yes, because if I'm not wrong, the unarmored elf horse was from Warlord as well.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a repurposed plastic kit for the elves.
Oh, elf okay. Horses. Yeah, I don't have any of them, so.
Yeah, not the Stormwind Cavalry, but the Silver Breeze.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll have to check that out. So, but I don't have any of them right now.
Because the Stormwind Cavalry, I think they use the same horse as the Basileia. It's the same horses, if I recall.
That kid so, gets around, Gad. That kid, yeah, that gets kid around. All so, right. Yeah. Well, we made it to the end of the list, my friend.
Yay. Woohoo. So, yeah. So, do share with us your thoughts on which army could be the mystery army. I think we'll probably find out not so soon, maybe in December. Usually, Ronnie has like an end of year message for all the different games, what's coming up next year. So, yeah, do share your thoughts. And Mark, anything else you want to add?
Right. Now, the other thing, too, is do you think that the army list that's going to get the refresh is going to get the full Twilight Kin treatment, which is what we heard? So their army list should disappear from the upcoming COC, right?
I think I think the Clash of Kings have really gotten to print, so I think it'll be the same like Twilight Kin earlier this year. It will still be in Companion until maybe March, then it'll be removed, so it's like a placeholder until March, because you still want to let people use their armies.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah. But it's just a thought. So but, okay. I mean, based on your timeline, then they'll disappear in March and then get relaunched in October.
Yes, which is what they did with Twilight Kin. So
exactly.
I think from Clash, you could see which armies get very few changes. So maybe one of those armies could be a candidate. We'll see.
We'll see. I think more will come into focus when you see the Clash of Kings book, for sure.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I certainly did. So thanks for having me along here, Gad. It was a great conversation.
Yes. Thank you for joining me, Mark. So we'll see you next time on MUP.
MUP Shorts, MUP Shorts, MUP Shorts.